The 1730 to 1770 Awakening. Few people know of the first Christian awakening in 1730-1770. The awakening did not begin as a planned event, nor did it originate from a single leader or denomination. Instead, revival fires appeared almost simultaneously across New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. The revivals shared an unmistakable set of features: intense conviction of sin, heartfelt repentance, powerful preaching, and unmistakable conversions. Pastors reported entire congregations weeping under conviction, families transformed overnight, and towns once indifferent to religion suddenly filled with prayer meetings. The Holy Spirit, as Jonathan Edwards observed, seemed to go forth in a manner altogether extraordinary. The movement displayed clear continuity with the Book of Acts, where the Spirit moves suddenly, sovereignly, and powerfully to awaken multitudes. The people of the colonies were confronted not with mere intellectual arguments, but with the living God. And we are seeing him again today, the major leaders of the awakening. Although the Holy Spirit was the actual author of the awakening, all awakenings, several key figures became its human instruments. Jonathan Edwards, the theologian of revival, pastor of Northampton, Massachusetts, Edwards defended revival as a genuine work of God. His sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, remains the most famous sermon in American history. Still, his more profound contribution was his theological emphasis on regeneration, the new birth wrought by the Spirit. Edwards insisted that authentic Christianity is not external but inward. It is the transformation of the affections by the Holy Spirit's power. George Whitefield. Satan rejoices when Christians quarrel. He knows a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Whitefield's preaching electrified the colonies. Traveling on horseback up and down the Atlantic coast, he preached to crowds of 10 to 30,000. His message was simple, yet profound. Ye must be born again. Benjamin Franklin marveled at the preacher's voice in crowds, noting that the entire city seemed to empty when Whitefield spoke. More importantly, Whitefield unified the colonies spiritually, the first person in history to do so. Whitefield's preaching created a spiritual unity that became the cultural groundwork for political unity. The Revolution and Constitution did not emerge in a spiritual vacuum. They grew from people revived in conscience, character, and conviction. John and Charles Wesley, organizers and worship leaders. The Wesleys founded Methodism, emphasizing holiness, assurance, and the Spirit-filled life. Their hymns and small group structures helped capture and sustain the revival's spiritual energy. Gilbert Tennent, the revival purifier. Tennent's provocative sermon, The Danger of an Unconverted Ministry, called ministers to examine their own hearts. He helped ignite revival within established churches and ensured the movement did not settle into emotionalism alone. Jonathan Mayhew, Boston pastor influencing Adams and Hancock. The devil is the first author of tyranny and discord among men. Together, these leaders formed a diverse but unified voice, proclaiming the necessity of the new birth and submission to the Holy Spirit. This egalitarian spirit, the belief that all people are equally important and should have the same rights and opportunities in life, directly fed into the American ethos of liberty.